Hello, friends. Welcome to a new episode of the All Tides podcast. I am happily enjoying the sunshine on a Friday and felt like putting something together that's really been sitting with me for months now that I've kind of been struggling to put into words. And I'm in a different space today. And so it might be a little echoey, but I'm going to roll with it anyway. Thanks for understanding. So how are you? I hope you're doing okay. I hope you're doing great, but it's just like a little weird lately, I feel like, to use like normal greetings. Even like conversations all feel different lately. But I think I'm going to save that for another day. Like I said, I want to reflect on what's been going on with me as I navigate 2020 things, life. And the reason is, like, I'm lucky in that I have this super supportive set of people that I can have this conversation with on the regular. Or, I mean, like, I shouldn't even say like a set of people. There's probably like two people. I have that. But I know that not everyone has that. And if you are someone who's like just starting to explore your truth, that's what I'm talking about today, just kind of like arriving at your truth and what that means for like right now. Or you feel like you're starting to learn about yourself and it feels like the world or your network kind of goes against what you are now starting to understand, it can be really scary. And the stuff I'm going to talk about today, I've spent most of this year really hating. and hate's a strong word, but it was so frustrating to me. And, there are some parts of this conversation that I'm starting to find like hopeful for the future. Stick with me on this. I obviously like don't love division and turmoil and anything related to the virus that we're all talking about and whether or not it's real or the lives lost and the people who are the healthcare workers or first line, anyone who's overtaxed, teachers, people who are risking anything. And then there's like the pharma vaccine talk and, you know, the loneliness of isolation and an entire generation dying alone or spending these last years alone, maybe, or this last year. I don't know. It's all fucking miserable. But I, in a strange way, like, I think we're on the cusp of something. So I don't know how I really landed on the like Instagram feed that I've currently created, but it feels like from what I see, there are the people who are like not talking about everything going on. And I'm going to lump like virus, politics, and what's happening in the world kind of all as like one thing. What's happening? I'm saying like in air quotes, but I'm talking about everything at once. So my feed, anytime I log into Instagram, it's either people who are like really into everything in terms of like pro freedom. Then there's the complete opposite. I'm going to call them like pro people and planet. And then there's people who are just ignoring everything, going about their normal business. They may or may not be ignoring it in real life, but on social media. So the like super pro freedom people tend to be more right-leaning, potentially believing the virus isn't real or is constructed by, an entity or pharma. They don't want to wear a mask. They prefer the sitting president to the one that's coming in. And these are literally just huge, like, oversimplifications and overgeneralizing of this. And I'm not saying anything is right or wrong. I'm just trying to interpret, like, what I see. And then the people who are fully people and planet are, generally a little bit more left-leaning, definitely believe Black Lives Matter, are interested and understanding systemic racism, They are anti the current president, generally environmentalists or intersectional environmentalists. They think that we should just wear a mask. It's not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. And again, huge, huge oversimplification of this. But in my like social following, or, you know, the people that I'm following, and in, I guess, sometimes in real life, what I've found is that some of the most surprising people to me have been sharing the freedom over anything message. And it triggers the fuck out of me. Because me, I am someone who spent a lifetime supporting the conservative agenda. And I can now see and understand how a lot of those beliefs and things that I was fed, and systems that, you know, kind of perpetuate all of this, that we all operate under, because we don't necessarily have a choice if we're living in like within society, they're fundamentally flawed and oppressive. So when I see the people that I feel like are very much aligned with me on like a soul level talking about, you know, being more conservative in terms of like freedom, I'm so confused. However, that is literally like, that's not the point. Like, right or wrong is not what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the actual issues. I just feel like I need to have a conversation about the fact that I, like, how I was triggered, why I was triggered, and what looking at these people brought up in me, because I feel like it's helpful for everybody. I feel like each of us, the way we're raised and what we've like experienced since we left the nest and had an adult life, and then like the current state of events, create in each of us this divinely orchestrated like set of beliefs and circumstances to get us to look at things, to get us to try to understand, and to get us to open our hearts and our minds. So even when it feels like, why is this happening? What is going on? It's like, this is like alchemy. Like the way you experience this plus this current situation plus that belief equals how you're going to go through it right now. So about that like divine orchestration, obviously this year has presented us with so many opportunities to go inward. I don't have to list them. Like, it's a joke. And in terms of like going inward, like the fact that we're quarantined, and I know not everyone is quarantined, and it's loosening up in some places, and a lot of people never truly quarantined, but that's like kind of the whole point. Like, we were given this time and this space to stray from our normal activities and our daily life to go inward, I think. And I've talked about it in basically every podcast I've done in this year, but I feel like I've lived so many lives in this year alone. And now I'm like working on understanding what this next chapter of life looks like with all that I've put down and picked up along the way. You know, I've kind of wrestled with my path, you know, what brought me to here, and then looked at my present and my truths and my heart and my beliefs, and really kind of like, what am I willing to do and not do about various topics to stand in my truth, my heart, my beliefs. And I've changed a ton. And what's so interesting, like, I believe that we all get to change. We can change every damn day. You can change multiple times per day if you want to. These are our choices, and our truth does not have to be concrete. In fact, like, is anything concrete right now? I was talking to a friend last night, and I said something that it's like, sometimes I don't really want to do things, like, simply because I don't want to have to explain myself to other people. And I'm sick of being called out by people in my circle when I change, or when I'm doing something that's not status quo or what makes them comfortable. Because why do I owe anyone an explanation for my evolution or my choices or my beliefs? Like, why? I don't think that I do. But when I think about this, like, am I extending that same courtesy to others who are believing the things that are opposite me? And that kind of goes back to what I said earlier about the people I didn't expect to see talking about certain things in a certain way. Like, how am I giving them a chance to change? Or maybe, you know, maybe that's how they've always been, but why did I project a certain thing on them? But yeah, I have, along with my change, like, I've watched people completely change their approaches, their beliefs. And I've also seen people fully lean into their established beliefs, not budging, like, despite any circumstances going on, you know, in their immediacy or on a, national or global level, even when it felt like the world was asking them to consider something else. And I don't personally love that. I have to take a step back and think about what is going on. I think that it's a little bit naive to just stay in the situation that you're in without looking at the circumstances. They may not affect you, but, don't you need to look and see where you stand? But yeah, I feel like something's happening. And going back to this cusp thing, like, no matter what happens, it feels like the point is to get us to come home to our own truth. And in that same breath, like, perhaps there is more than one truth. But if we open our hearts, like, is it safe to allow others to have their own truth and not see that truth as a threat to mine or to life or to the planet? Like, is that what we're being asked? Part of me thinks that, like, being able to say that is rooted in some privilege, though. And I'm not sure how I could say that to anyone who has spent a lifetime oppressed by the systems, and our government, and not feel like I'm completely betraying them. And I really don't know how all of this fits together, but I can say that for myself, like, the heaviness of this divide of seeing people so charged one way or another has felt unbearable to me at times. Basically since May, yeah, there have been, I don't even know how many situations, like, I've lost count, where I was called to, like, identify my truth, stand in it, and then have really uncomfortable confrontations. And I've kind of realized, like, was I being so rigid? Like, yes, sovereignty and boundaries, yes. But, like, was I closed off and so rigid in that, that I my heart was not open to experience somebody else standing in their truth? Whether or not they've actually truly, you know, gone in and identified their real truth, their soul truth, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more, that's also, like, not my job. So yeah, I guess, like, could it be that the point is to believe what you believe and perhaps also be so unaffected by what others believe as we go on our way? And in this, like, shifting reality, is it possible that people exist in their truth simply to get us to go deeper into ours or truly examine what we believe? And I know, going back to the privilege thing, like, I know there are some beliefs that infringe directly on the rights of other people. And I don't know how to wrestle with that, with what I'm about to say, but I've talked about it multiple times and I'll bring it up again. I believe that we are to step into our sovereignty as governed by our souls, our connection to God. I use God because that's who I believe in. But if source, universe, or another word makes better sense for you, insert that there. I'm saying, like, our sovereignty is governed by our soul, our connection to God, and our inherent divinity that comes from this place of, like, standing in your truth. And it feels like there's this push. I don't know why I'm laughing. This is just so strange that I'm talking about this. It feels like there's this push to hold all we believe in, standing in it, while Also, holding space for someone else to hold theirs. I'm a firm believer that when there is like angst, turmoil, there is conditioning and hurt and disconnect. It's there that those souls are being, like the souls of the people who are participating, are being ignored and not expressed. And sometimes I feel like maybe I have that wrong. And maybe like the point, like depends on how you actually look at reality and like how we're all interacting with each other, but perhaps they are standing firmly in their soul purpose to trigger and express like what they say is going to trigger me. So I, you know, look, because think about it, like the people who are triggering you because of their truth, it gets you talking and thinking and stepping further into your own truth. So it sucks and it's annoying and it's painful and there's a lot of harm that goes down because of this, but like, is that potentially the point again? Because when we're like so fired up in pursuit of something that we believe in, like with our entire core, isn't that when things actually change? I think of like, you know, the protests and like people coming together in the name of something, like perhaps all of the things that are going on, like literally all the different movements of the year 2020, perhaps it was to create like awareness and momentum enough that like one person or a couple people get so aligned in their purpose and so connected to their soul that like they single-handedly come up with a solution to these bigger problems. Because I'm pretty sure we don't know how this goes. We can't see the future. I mean, some people might, but who are we to say that we know what the point of all of this is? But I think we need to start really going outside of these like boxed in realities, the way someone has told us that life and, you know, the dimensions of this life exist, and like open up to the possibilities of like that we exist in a magical, benevolent universe, and that yes, there's evil, but if we don't invest in it and believe in it and give it momentum or carry it within us, does it have any real physical hold? Like evil doesn't just exist if we don't give it a home. I don't know. I also said something the other day, or a couple weeks ago on my friend Maddie's podcast. I'll link it in the show notes. But I said something which I don't even know how I felt bold enough to say this, about like the reason why we have fighting and war and all the bullshit on this planet is that, people are adhering to unbalanced and unexamined religion and family and trauma and not being connected to their souls and like not looking. So they're not understanding your own, like their own truth, and they're not being willing to look in there. And, you know, when you let someone else's narrative be yours and control you, like, where does your soul come in? I feel like we have to step out and look at the faiths and the beliefs that we're declaring as ours. And after I kind of said all of that stuff in the conversation, I felt super shamey about it and definitely had like a, who am I to blame these things that can be of so much good and light and healing? And how, who am I to like condemn them as the problem? But if you look at, I don't know, the history of war in this world, try to tell me that it's not fueled by religion and or messed up subconscious programming, like unhealthy, unexamined people not operating from their souls, being fed an agenda that does may or may not align. And again, it's like programming, and programming is not your truth. Again, it's important to note that like what I'm saying here is my truth right now, and it's not necessarily yours. And it's that trigger like concept again. If it's on my soul and I feel like I need to express it, I'm going to. Maybe it'll expand some people and maybe it'll trigger some people. And again, totally the point. The point is never to make you agree with me. It's for me to share. And, you know, again, let it land on like with you the way that it's meant to, whether that is triggering or not, so that you look at what you believe. So going back to like that comment about like religion and family, for me, what I like, how I arrived at that was like looking at what Christianity is and its roots. And, there are a couple things that really stand out to me as a little bit concerning. Like, why is Mary Magdalene not in the story? Like, why is she left out of the Bible? What did she know that would free us or help us? Why was she so threatening to the people who were documenting Jesus's story? What was the reason why the church needed so many people to not have what Mary offered? And again, Mary Magdalene, like the partner, I don't want to say the partner in crime, but the like right-hand man of Jesus was Mary Magdalene. You're going to try and tell me that she didn't know some things that should have been passed on? Like, are you kidding me? And who, if you haven't read Mary Magdalene Revealed, please do. It paints a picture of her and Jesus that is so incredible, that really like changed everything for me and helped expand me in terms of what I do and don't believe. Okay. So anyway, like Mary Magdalene, but also like, why do organized religions in general, like rarely talk about the use of like meditation and plant medicine as means to commune with God? There are literally depictions of the Last Supper, where there are like magical mushrooms on the wall or like around Jesus or around the disciples. And from a little bit of research that I've done, it appears as though Jesus was using psychedelics. If you've ever had a transcendental experience, you know that plants or breath or whatever got you there, can take you there. And if we all had those experiences, I'm going to believe there's a chance that we would be in a lot better of a place in terms of like our deeper understanding of our soul and moving closer to healing. And again, feeling that connection to God. And so this goes back to my comment, like healed people heal the planet. If you feel good within yourself, you're not walking around actively wanting to judge people or like see them harmed or, who knows, or like shit on the planet. Like if you are good and you are right with yourself and you are healed and you know you are whole and complete and divine, you want that for other people. And you would do anything to ensure that your path doesn't, you know, take away from the path of another person. Also, like you don't need psychedelics to get to that, those realizations. After my first breathwork experience, and I've talked about this before, like I was literally one with God and saw my soul. So it was like, there's God, there's my soul. I'm the body that houses all of this. And the notes that in my journal are like insane, and reading them still gives me goosebumps. And yeah, in that moment, in those moments, I understood so fully like the connection between everything and how this all works, that like all pain just kind of melted away. And like that was insane. That was beautiful. And we all deserve more moments of that. Like that is, I feel like, one huge piece of the puzzle. Anyway, so all of that to say, like, those are parts of the stories that are left out. Why are these things that it can be so transformational, be left out of these religions or practices or protocols? Like it seems as though somebody somewhere doesn't want people to expand into their true soul. anyway, okay. So like right now there are some people who are starting to step into their truth and, you know, that they're uncovering for themselves or really stepping into. And it feels like there's a lot of shaming of the people who are not. So I feel like I see a lot of posts that are so charged and angry and like fear is the virus and anti-mask, anti-vaccine, blah, blah, blah. Those people all have a ton of really valid points. And then the science is real, pro-mask, pro-vaccine crew also have a lot of really valid points. But the thing is, like, the point is not to be right and to prove everyone how right you are. When we're just like throwing out these quotes and charged with the energy of our frustration, first of all, no one's going to listen to that. When you're that fired up and angry, like, it's very evident in the way you express yourself. So that's never really been an effective way of, you know, convincing people who don't agree with you to consider what you're saying. It does a good job of firing up the people already on your side, but aren't we wanting to inspire that out of like a, I don't know, from a good place instead of just like this energy of like, I don't know, frustration, judgment, hatred. And for me, like this desperation to get people to believe what you're saying, unless it's an issue again of human rights or these things that definitely need to be looked at, I feel like it's just showing that we're not in a place of faith. Because if we are, isn't it safe and important to explore all of this, but without shaming other people? And again, I feel like I've said this expression so many times, but in that same breath, maybe it's important that they're acting in that way to trigger a response out of people. I mean, it sure as hell has triggered me many times, because when we are triggered, we're having the conversations with ourselves. For me, a couple people that I really trust and follow, said things that really caused me to lose sleep. I mean, at least a couple nights, I really remember just like laboring over these thoughts and trying to get into it. And then like praying and meditating. And ultimately, like, it brought me to an understanding that I landed where I landed so that I could share it with, I don't know, you, friends, you may or may not care, whatever. But it's all for a reason. So yes, there are definitely times that I think that there is like something that's wrong. And I think that those times are when somebody else's freedom, and I'm saying that in air quotes, puts another person in harm's way. Or when we're investing in leaders or concepts that just create more hate and fear and divisiveness. So I stand behind that. But I do feel like it's time for us to examine every piece of what we believe in. And every time that we're talking or feeling negatively about a person or a group of people, are we moving further from the peaceful world we're dreaming of or closer to it, regardless of if they're right or wrong? Yeah. Sit with that for a second. So much of what we operate from is fundamentally flawed, and we need to like accept that and then examine it. And I don't know if you are also following the astrology of this year and what's coming for us and what's been going on in this year, but like, this is all by design to get us to look, to get us to like wake up and open our eyes and understand like there may not be one truth that is, you know, accepted by everyone. But if you are just like hopping on the truth of someone else, that is also completely not the point. You have to start to have a conversation with your soul. And if you don't even know what I'm talking about, I am doing a free like presence challenge next week, to help us tune into like our inner talk, our soul, our true essence, and tune out the noise of other conversations in the world and just kind of escape that energy so we can come back to our own. I also spend a lot of time talking about this sort of stuff in my one-on-one mentorships, because it can actually change every piece of your life if you can talk about this stuff in a judgment-free, productive, supported way. So if this intrigued or triggered you in some way, I would love to hear about it. I truly do want to know. It's so fascinating to me how other people are like navigating all of this. Like sometimes it feels like everyone's talking about it. And sometimes I feel like, am I the only one who's so confused? So let me know how this landed for you. Be healthy. Also, speaking of be healthy, you should really be focusing on strengthening your immune system right now. Your soul lives in your body, if you didn't know that. And your body, like, you should maybe consider like treating your body with all the love and respect that you know how to give. If you don't know what that looks like, feel free to talk to me and I'm happy to point you to, oh my gosh, I have so many amazing resources in that arena. So happy to help. Thanks for listening.